Chapter 5. What are you worth? What value do you place on yourself? Have you ever taken an inventory, or have you just said, "Well, I know I could do it, if I would. I believe I can sing better than that person who is singing now," or "I believe I could build a business," or "I could be this," or "I could be that." Are you going to be what you could be? Honestly, are you worth anything in your own estimation? Have you set a price on yourself? Have you set a price on your own ability, on your own time? What is your word worth to yourself? When you say, "I will get that lesson, I will conquer that subject, I will master that problem," is your word worth anything? Do you make your word come true when you say, "I will give that up, I will put that thing over"? What is that word worth to you? Have you faith in your own word? I'm not asking what your word is worth outside. Pride may make you keep your word with people, but do you keep your word with yourself? You are too valuable to barter away the finest part of manhood or womanhood, your word. You are worth more to yourself, likely, than to anyone else. But by a year from now, can you make yourself so valuable that men will pay any price for you? Great corporations are looking for men and women who can earn $50,000 a year. Set your mark, your standard high, then go up there. Allow no day to go by in which you have not improved yourself. Take an inventory again and again, and see what you possess. See whether that possession is more valuable today than it was a year ago. Find where your ability lies. Then put all of your best into that ability, and make that ability come across and put you over. Remember that what you have hungered and yearned to do, you have the ability to do, if you will.